Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second, the first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third, the right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Vandermeer. For the Boston Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Sam Jethro. Batting second, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third, the left fielder, Luis Almo. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth, the catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Sibby Sisti. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Vern Bickford. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Vern Bickford. And now, play ball. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger takes first base on ball four. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terwilliger. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Terwilliger steals second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terwilliger moves to third. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terwilliger scores. Cavaretta moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Almo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cavaretta scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Almo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almo hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Almo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta juggles the ball. That's an error on Cavaretta. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Terwilliger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terwilliger. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Terwilliger steals second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jethro strikes out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Luis Almo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almo is 0-for-1 in the game. Almo takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almo moves to third. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Almo scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vandermeer strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Emil Verbin now playing second base. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Sisti reaches second base with a double. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sisti moves to third. One out. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Owen to Jackson. The throw back to home, and Sisti is out at the plate. Two outs. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bickford takes first base on ball 4. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jethro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti misplays the ball. That's an error on Sisti. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Almo. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Almo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Luis Olmo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olmo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Olmo takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Olmo moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Monk Dubiel now pitching. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Reiser pinch hits for Sibby Sisti. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser takes first base on ball 4. Olmo moves to third. Elliott moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mauch now playing second base. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel strikes out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bickford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jethro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jethro moves to second. Luis Olmo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olmo is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Olmo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Olmo reaches second base with a double. Jethro scores. Torgerson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Braves. Frank Hiller now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Olmo. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Almo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Rube Walker pinch hits for Mickey Owen. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Ramazzotti pinch runs for Rube Walker. Bob Skeffing pinch hits for Frank Hiller. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.